Gimel Dmai. Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeschus Livi Nishmas Moron Rav Aaron Yudaleib Ben Rav Neach Tzvi Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Ma'achilin Es Ha'aniyim Dmai. The third chapter of Masechta Dmai continues with the laws of Dmai. Again, Dmai is produce purchased from Amaratzim. We treat it as suffik, that maybe Masros were not given from it, even though most Amaratzim did in fact give Masros. And since most did give Masros, there were all sorts of leniencies with Dmai. As we learned at the end of last parak, we only obligate a person who's selling to separate Masros again from the Dmai if he's making profits. If he's making very minimal profits because he's selling in large quantities, then we would say, no, he doesn't have to separate the maestros, let the buyer separate the maestros. Another leniency is ma'achilin es'aniyim dmai. Poor people are allowed to eat the dmai. We can feed it to them, and we don't need to separate the maestros again. The same would be true with es'achsanoi. If we have soldiers who are being hosted by our town, as they go from town to town, the town has to support them. Jewish soldiers of a Jewish king, we can feed them with dmai. We don't need to feed them things that we know are certainly mu'usar. We can assume that it was mu'usar. Rabbi Gamliel Yamachil is Paul of dmai. Rabbi Gamliel used to feed his workers with dmai because his workers were poor people. However, Halacha is not like Rabban Gamliel. The Yerushalmi explains that he was mistaken in doing this because he was paying what he owed workers with Dmai. Beis Shammai disagree with this Halacha. Beis Shammai hold that the poor are obligated to separate Masros from Dmai. And therefore, Beis Shammai hold like this. Gaboy, tzedakah, people are collecting tzedakah. Beis Shammai, Yom Beis Shammai say, Nosnes ha-mu'usar l'sh'eino me'aser. If they would get produce from Talmid HaChamim, that tithes were taken from it, when they would distribute the produce, they would give it to Amaratzim who were not sure that they really give Maaser. Ve'sheino Musar, whatever produce they would get from Amaratzim, which they suspected Maasros had not been taken from it, they would give it to Talmid HaChamim LaMaaser, who would certainly again separate the tithes from it. And Nimtzu, then it would turn, that it would come out, that Kol Ha'adam Ochle Mesukan, all people would end up eating things with maestros taken from them, and things that are fully kosher. However, the Chachamim hold that since the poor are allowed to eat Dmai, Chacham Omim Govin Stam, you don't need to see whether the person giving is a Talmud Chacham who's separating maestros or an Amaretz who doesn't. You can just collect, Omachal Kin Stam, you can give out to all poor and wealthy, to all Amaratzim and not. And it would be like any other Dmai that the poor are allowed to eat. And if the poor want to be Machmir on themselves and to separate the tithes again, they're allowed.